is Regina musician, recording artist, and vocalist Peter Schachtel. Welcome to 91.3 FM CJTR's Pick in the Country, Peter.
Thanks for having me, Reg. It's great to be here.
Ah, it's great to see you again. We used to work together there when I worked down at City Hall there.
We had some good times, didn't we?
Yeah, that's for sure. Well, we want to welcome our listeners and that have tuned in to the Regina Community Radio here at 91.3 on the FM dial. Also, those that are listening on Sastel Max, channel 806, Access, channel 700, and online at www.cjtr.ca all around the planet. I'm your host, Reg Wilkie, and Allison, unfortunately, is away tonight, so you got me and Peter, and that's it. And Peter's brought his banjo, and it promises to be picking a country here before the end of the show, right, Peter?
Yeah, sure will, Reg. Yeah.
Oh, that's great. Peter has done something unique with his debut self-titled CD. You've taken the banjo from its traditional sound as a backup instrument.
Correct, yeah.
And you've made it the sole accompaniment on your vocals.
It's very unusual. There's not a lot of this product out there right now. And the five-string banjo is a lot more versatile than most listeners are used to. So what I've done is I've taken some cover songs and just played the banjo and just the vocals to it. And I hope you like it.
Yeah, I've listened to it. It sounds great. And your CD was recorded right here in Regina at Blue Door Recording Studio by Patrick Andrews.
That's right, yeah. Patrick and I got together last August sometime, and we spent a few weeks in the recording studio there on Broad Street. Thank you to Brian Mans for opening up his door to me, and we just had a great time recording it. He's a great sound engineer, and it worked out really well.
That's a new studio, isn't it?
I think it's brand new, yeah.
It's quite a place.
It's quite nice.
Peter started playing the five-string banjo back in 1979 while at Notre Dame College. I understand you must have been a student there, not a teacher.
I was a student out there. My brother Mike was a cook, and we shared a house out there, and he and I would just pick up our instruments after the day. He was done working, I was done school, and we'd just sit around and play some music.
Awesome. That's quite a place out there in Notre Dame. I've been out there for quite a few hockey tournaments and games when the kids were playing, and it's quite a college.
It's really nice, yeah. It's a great place to go to school, and it was a chance to get away from the city, and it was a great place to learn to play the banjo, actually, because you didn't have much else to do in town, so there wasn't many distractions.
Well, that's good. And you play the banjo like it would have been heard back in the 1920s in New Orleans. It's kind of a style known as ragtime banjo.
Right. I mean, the banjo would have been played if you were in New Orleans in the 1920s. You would have walked into a bar, and there would have been some ragtime music playing, mostly on the piano and the clarinet. But the banjo was also a part of that group. And this is a style, mostly Scott Joplin stuff, that I've converted over to the five-string banjo. And I thought it sounded pretty good.
And you grew up here in North Regina in the 60s and 70s, and you say music was a part of family life for you growing up. So when did you first start singing, Peter?
I first started singing in church. We all went to church on Sundays, of course, yes, and that's where we first learned to sing. And but seriously, I've only been focusing on vocals really for about the last 5 years or so. I mean, the actual mechanics of singing. So
tell us how you got started.
Singing or banjo?
Well, maybe both. Yeah.
Well, my brother Mike, who's listening, I think, out in Lemberg.
Let's say hi to Mike.
Yeah, hi, Mike. Yeah, and he is a flat picker, a really good acoustic guitar player, and he formed a bluegrass band back in the 80s, and of course, I sort of tagged along to all his gigs. He was playing at the Little Bee in the Northgate Mall and stuff like that, so he was probably my biggest influence growing up and playing music, and we grew up in North Regina there on the five-block Hamilton Street, and there was always a guitar leaning up against the sofa, and Mike would play songs to us, Doc Watson and John Prine, and those sorts of songs. And us younger siblings, we just sing along with him. So that was pretty much where I first heard music, bluegrass. And
well, that's great. So is there a song on your CD that you're the most proud of And what is it, and why?
I like House of the Rising Sun, of course, done by the Animals back in the mid-60s originally. And I like it because of the slides and the hammer-ons and the melody of the music itself. And, of course, the lyrics are wonderful. And I thought it fit really well onto the five-string banjo.
It kind of tells the story of life gone wrong down in New Orleans.
That's right. Yeah, I was in New Orleans about 10 years ago, and I was sitting in a bar on Bourbon Street called the Blues. I believe it was a blues bar. And there was a ragtime group playing in there, and that was the first time I heard the Rags played on a five-string banjo, and I was really influenced by that that weekend. I spent a lot of time in New Orleans just busking down there and picked up a few ragtime tunes and brought them back to Regina.
Well, the House of Rising Sun is a traditional folk song, sometimes called Rising Sun Blues.
Yeah.
And it the most successful commercial version was recorded back in 1964, like I said, by the Animals, the English rock group. And it was a number one hit for them in not only the United Kingdom, United States, Sweden, Finland, Canada, and Australia.
Yeah, it was a big hit. Yeah.
So this is House of the Rising Sun by Peter Schachtel, right from Regina, on 91.3 FM, CJTR, Regina's Community Radio.
House of the Rising Sun. Well, I've gone Listen to Hardwired every Friday night starting at 10 p.m. for 2 hours of industrial music on 91.3 FM CJTR, Regina Community Radio.
A busted flat in Baton Rouge, heading for the train, feeling nearly faded as my jeans. Bobby thumbed a diesel down just before it rained. Took us all the way to New Orleans. I pulled my harp out of my dirty red bandana and was blowing sad while Bobby sang the blues. With them windshield wipers flapping time, Bobby clapping hands, we finally sang every song that drives me. Freedom is just another word for nothing left to lose. Nothing ain't worth nothing, but it's free. Feeling good was easy, Lord, when Bobby sang the blues. Feeling good was good enough for me. Good enough for me and Bobby McGee. From the coal mines of Kentucky to the California sun, Bobby shared the secrets of my soul. Standing right beside me, Lord, through everything I've done. And every night she kept me from the cold. Then somewhere miscellaneous, Lord, I let her slip away, looking for the home I hope she finds. And I'll trade all of my tomorrows for single yesterday, holding Bobby's body next to mine. Feeling good was easy, Lord, when Bobby sang the blues. Feeling good was good enough for me. Good enough for me and Bobby Murky. La-di-da-di-da-di-da, la-di-da-di-da-di-dee. Me, me and Bobby McGee.
Me and Bobby McGee by Peter Schachtel here on 91.3 FM CJTR, Regina's Community Radio's Pickin' a Country. I'm your host, Reg Welke, and Peter's with us tonight, and he's who's counting. I love the originality of the your version there of me and Bobby McGee Peter.
It goes nicely with the banjo rolling behind it. It's a nice slow song, and the chords are easy to make on the five string banjo. And yeah, I thought it sounded really nice.
Yeah, I know you'll hear some versions. I know Chris Christopherson recorded it pretty slow, but
correct.
But yeah, there's some versions out there that are really quite fast too. So there's different versions of that song. You put your own spin on it. It's really good. I know.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, as we mentioned, Chris Christopherson actually and Fred Foster wrote that song.
Yep.
And it was originally recorded by Roger Miller back in 1969, and many others have recorded the song over the years, including the Grateful Dead and Christopherson himself, and Janis Joplin, actually, who topped the U.S. singles chart with the song in 1971, and it was a posthumous number one hit for her.
She did a great job on that song, yeah.
And in fact, I was reading on Wikipedia that Chris Christopherson actually didn't hear the recording until the day after she died. And there's a connection between him and Janis in that they were more than friends. Some say that the original version of the song, Bobby was a woman, and a lot of it was about her. But he did mention somewhere near Selena's part was about Janis.
Yes, yeah, I think he wrote that after. I'm not sure whether it was after they broke up or what it was, but yeah, Selena's California.
Yeah, and Gordon Lightfoot already also had a number one.
Yes, he did. Yeah,
on the Canadian market with that song. It's a number one hit back in 1970.
That long ago.
Yeah, those were the good old days.
I love those songs. Yeah.
Well, we know that you play the banjo, and you mentioned you had a guitar by the couch when you were young. So what other instruments do you play, Peter?
Well, I there's always a guitar leaning up against the couch at home. I have several of them. I picked up an old Harmony that was purchased at Sears, I think, here in Regina back in the 60s. And I take it to, take it camping and things like that. And I also have a couple of mandolins. I have a Gibson Flatiron mandolin that I like to play around on, and also a Fender mandolin, which is more of a bluegrass mandolin.
And your banjo is a Gibson?
My banjo is a Gibson, it is, yeah. Yeah.
So how many guitars would you say you own?
Right now I have two of them.
Two guitars?
Yep, two guitars, two acoustics. Mandolins. Two acoustics, yeah. And yeah, two guitars, two mandolins, and the banjo.
And how many hours and days a week would you say you practice?
Well, it depends on things that happen in life, but I try to pick the banjo up and sing on a daily basis. Now I'm not working. It's a little bit easier, and I'd like to thank my wife, Erica, for putting up with my singing and playing in the garage at the, 1 o'clock in the morning.
She's probably listening today, so maybe we should send a shout out to Erica.
Erica, yeah, she did the cover photo on my CD.
I saw that.
And that's a bar just outside Regina on Highway 33. Yeah. She took the photograph, and
that's the one on Facebook too.
Yes, yes. So she's into photography.
You say it's a barn?
That's a barn just on Highway.
It looks like a pretty old barn.
Yeah, just off of the highway.
Yeah. Well, That's great, and Erica's not only your wife; she's a good photographer.
She's a good photographer. She's also an author, published author as well. Yeah,
she's from New York City, she lives.
She's from Southern Ontario. Lived in New York City for 10 years, and then came back to Canada. And that's where I met her. I met her at the public library, and she's a librarian there.
And you were working there.
I was still at the Regina Public Library. Yeah, Central Library.
Well, we got some more music. Streets of Laredo is also known as Cowboy's Lament.
Yeah.
And it's a famous cowboy ballad in which a dying cowboy tells his story of living to a living
cowboy passing by. Yeah, he's laying on the street, and he's dying, and he's just telling his story. Yeah.
And members of the Western Writers of America chose this song as one of the top 100 songs of all time. So
I did not know that, but now I do. Thank you.
And the title refers to the city of Laredo, Texas.
Yeah.
And it appears that this song descended from an Irish folk song back in the late 18th century. So it's quite an old song. That song was The Unfortunate Rake, which was...
It sort of evolved as a song, and as musicians got a hold of it, they changed the lyrics a little bit, but the melody remained the same.
Frank H. Menard claimed authorship of the revised Cowboy's Lament, and it was first published back in 1910. in John Lomax's Cowboy Songs and Other Frontier Ballads.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I did some work on Wikipedia.
You've done your research there, Rich.
And so recordings of the song have been made by Eddie Arnold, Johnny Cash, Joan Baez, Burl Ives, Jim Reeves, Roy Rogers, Marty Robbins, Chet Atkins, Arlo Guthrie, Norman Luboff Choir, Rex Allen, Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings, and many country and Western singers over the years, including Regina's Peter Schachtel.
I hope so. Thanks.
So here it is, Streets of Laredo by Peter Schachtel on 91.3 FM CJTR.
As I in the streets of Laredo, as I walked out in Laredo one day, I spied a young cowboy all wrapped in white linen, wrapped in white linen as cold as the clay. Beat the drum slowly and play the fife lonely. Sing the death march as you carry me along. Take me to the valley and lay the sod on me. I'm a young cowboy and I know I've done wrong. I see by your outfit that you are a cowboy. These words he did say as I boldly walked by. Come sit down beside me and hear my sad story. Got shot in the breast and I know I must die. Beat the drum slowly, play the fife lonely, sing the death march as you carry me along. Take me to the valley and lay the sod on me. I'm a young cowboy and I know I've done wrong. Go fetch me some water, a cold cup of water to cool my parched lips, the young cowboy said. Before I returned, his spirit had left him, gone to his maker, the cowboy was dead. Beat the drum slowly and play the fife lonely. Sing the death march as you carry me along. Take me to the valley and lay the sod on me. I'm a young cowboy and I know I've done wrong.
Hi, I'm Ron Bocking, host of The Square Hour, every Sunday morning at 9. Tune in to hear popular music from the past that you may have forgotten. That's on 91.3 FM, CJTR, Regina Community Radio.
the sun went down and the jungle fire was burning. Down the track came a hobo hiking, and he said, boys, I'm not turning. I'm headed for a land that's far away, beside that crystal fountain. Oh, won't you come with me? We'll go and see Big Rock Candy Mountains. In the Big Rock Candy Mountain, there's a land that's fair and bright, where handouts grow on bushes and sleep out every night. Where the boxcars all are empty and sun shines every day on the birds and the bees and the cigarette trees. Lemonade spring where the bluebird sings. Big Rock Candy Mountains. In the Big Rock Candy Mountain, all the cops have wooden legs, and the bulldogs all have rubber teeth, and the hens lay soft-boiled eggs. The farmer's trees are full of fruit, the barns are full of hay. Oh, I'm bound to go where there ain't no snow, ain't no fall when the winds don't blow. Big Rock Candy Mountains. In the Big Rock Candy Mountains, you never change your socks, and little streams of alcohol come trickling down the rocks. The brakemen have to tip their hats, railroad bulls are blind. There's a lake of stew, of whiskey too, you can paddle all around them in a big canoe. Big Rock Candy Mountains. In the Big Rock Candy Mountains, all the jails are made of tin, and you can walk right out again as soon as you are in. There ain't no shorthand shovels, no axes, saws, or picks. I'm gonna stay where you sleep all day, where they hung the jerk that invented work. I'm Big Rock Candy Mountains. I'll see you all this coming fall in the Big Rock Candy Mountains.
This is The Talent Pool on 91.3 FM, CJTR, a look at Regina's live music scene.
At the Artful Dodger, Thursday night means it's the piano bar, requests of your favorite song played live, sing along as well. Mondays are open mic night, and Tuesday it's karaoke night. That's at the Artful Dodger, 1631 11th Avenue, and check out artfuldodgerarts.com for more details. At Bushwhacker Brewing Company, Monday Night Jazz and Blues on April 13th features the blues duo of Shane and Ethan Rioch. Wednesday the 15th, Folk Night with Ryan Hicks, live at Bushwhacker Brewing Company, 2206 Dudney Avenue. And Canadian rock legends the Stampeders headlining the 2015 All Folked Up Music Festival. Also appearing are Tilted Kilts, The Dead South, and many more. The All Folked Up Music Festival in Momart, July 3rd through July 5th. For more details, go to allfolkedup.net.
This has been The Talent Pool on 91.3 FM, CJTR, Regina Community Radio.
This is the 91.3 FM Business Billboard. Regina Community Radio is delighted with the support of the following businesses.
Make a statement with your style. Escape the box and express your individuality with one-of-a-kind products made with high-quality, sustainable fabrics by independent designers as close as Regina, Montreal, and Vancouver. Don't be shy. Visit Seed Sustainable Style at 3100 13th Avenue in the heart of Cathedral Village. Find that special piece made just for you at Seed Sustainable Style.
Western Litho Printers has been serving Regina and area for over 30 years. Western Litho Printers is well known for its top quality product, competitive prices, and fast turnaround. In fact, they can, in most cases, provide your finished product from file to print in 48 hours. No job is too big or too small for Western Litho Printers. 300 Dudney Avenue. Call 525-8796.
This has been the Business Billboard. Thank you for supporting Regina Community Radio.
This is the 91.3 FM CJTR Community Connection, brought to you by the Cooperators. When it comes to insurance, trust the Cooperators, connecting cooperative values to supporting communities.
The Canadian Club of Regina is holding a banquet luncheon on April 22nd at noon at the Executive Royal Hotel. Speaker is Dr. Linda Haverstock. Her topic is Stand on Guard. To reserve, contact 306-522-7941. or 522-3798. Members are $25, non-members $30.
If your nonprofit organization has an event Regina should know about, call us at 525-7274. Community Connection, brought to you by the Cooperators, a better place for you, connecting community needs to affordable solutions. 91.3 FM, CJTR, Regina Community Radio. Our programming is made possible by community-minded organizations like Regina Catholic Schools and by listeners like you.
Well, welcome back to Picking a Country here on 91.3 FM, CJTR, Regina's Community Radio. I'm your host, Reg Wilkie, and if you're just joining us, who's counting tonight is Regina musician, recording artist, and vocalist, Peter Schachtel. You still with us, hey, Peter?
Yeah, I'm still here, Reg.
Oh, good. And so that song you heard just before the break was Big Rock Candy Mountain.
Yep. Yep.
By Peter Schachtel, and it was first recorded by Harry McClintock.
That's right, yeah.
Back in 1928, and McClintock claimed to have written that song back in 1895. So it was based on other ballads, I guess. And
yeah, and you'll hear it on the O Brother, Where Art Thou movie soundtrack as well.
Yeah. And before recording the song, McClintock kind of cleaned it up, I guess. He used to sing it as a street busker back in the 1890s. So it's an old song,
and it's probably still played by buskers.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, you've never done that, have you? Any busking?
A little bit. Yeah. Not in front of the liquor board stores, but I think I picked it up one time. I was sitting down at the Scar Street Mall and had nothing better to do on a lunch break and was playing a little bit.
So. I bet that was fun.
Yeah.
So tell us who your musical inspirations are, Peter.
I really like J.D. Crow from the Seldom Scene. I like his style of banjo. Bela Fleck, and of course Earl Scruggs. He's probably the father of the five string banjo, and you're not much of a banjo player if you don't know some Earl Scruggs. But J.D. Crow and Bela Fleck.
So there's other kinds of banjos, a five string, six string.
That's true. Yeah, there's a tenor banjo only has four strings on it, and and you'll see them strumming that, as opposed to using the finger picks like the five string does.
Yeah. So you use finger picks?
I use finger picks. I play the five string, yeah.
Yeah. Well, we've got another song here off your album. It's called He Was a Friend of Mine.
Right.
It's a traditional folk blues song.
Yep.
And the singer is lamenting the death of a friend.
That's right, yeah. Bob Dylan did this one as well. He recorded it, and he probably did the most popular version of it.
Yeah. I was reading that the first version of the song was titled Shorty George and was recorded by John and Ruby Terrell Lomax in 1939.
Hmm.
That was the beginning of the Second World War.
Right, yeah.
And it's been, like you said, Bob Dylan, Dave Van Lont, the Washington Squares, Bobby Bear, Mercury Rev, the Black Crows, the Mitchell Trio, Willie Nelson again.
Willie Nelson did it, yeah.
Nancy Griffith.
Willie Nelson does it on the during the credit run at the end of the movie of Brokeback Mountain.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cat Power and The Leaves. So here's Peter Schachtel with He Was a Friend of Mine on 91.3 FM, CJTR, Regina's Community Radio.
A friend of mine. He was a friend of mine. Every time I think of him, I just can't keep from crying. But he was a friend of mine. He died on the road. just kept on moving, never reaped what he could sow. But he was a friend of mine.
CJTR Community Radio, the Comedy Collection, and will feature comedy from the past. So tune in Tuesdays at 6:30 on CJTR 91.3 FM.
Thank you.
Entertainer here on 91.3 FM CJTR Regina's Community Radio. This is Pickin' a Country, and I'm your host Reg Wilkie. And like I said, who's counting tonight is Peter Schachtel on the banjo. The Entertainer was a 1902 classic piano rag written by Scott Joplin, and it's considered one of the classics of ragtime and returned to top international prominence as part of the ragtime revival in the 1970s when it was used as a theme. You might have recognized it for the 1973 Oscar-winning film, The Sting.
Yeah.
Yeah, composer and pianist Marvin Hamlisch adaptation reached number 3 on the Billboard pop chart and spent a week at number 1 on the Easy Listening chart back in 1974.
Yeah, there were several of Scott Joplin's tunes in that movie. Yeah. Yeah, throughout the whole show.
Yeah, it was a good show. Paul Newman was in that one.
Paul Newman, Robert Redford, yeah.
The Sting was set back in the 1930s, and that was actually a full generation after the end of ragtime's mainstream popularity.
Right, yeah.
And so that was back in the 20s.
Yep.
And thus giving the mistaken impression that the ragtime music was popular in the 30s.
In the 30s. It was just starting to switch to swing at that point, I believe.
Yeah. And actually, the Recording Industry Association of America ranked it as the number 10 on its Songs of the Century list.
I did not know that.
Century, yeah. Mm-hmm. So it was a pretty popular song. So tell us, Peter, what do you do in your spare time?
Well, I'm retired now, so I have a lot of projects on the go.
You're telling me you're changing oil in the car.
I was changing oil in the car today, and there's some projects that the wife would like me to do around the house. And in between that, I'm playing the banjo and practicing and singing, and that's pretty much what I'm doing these days.
Do you have any hidden talents you want to tell us about?
I don't have any that are hidden. I've got a lot that aren't hidden. I'd like to, you know, practice a little bit more with poetry and doing some writing, writing my own songs. So
that's a good idea.
I don't know if I'm talented yet, but I'll let you know in a few years.
Well, I know you're coming up to the Saskatchewan Country Music Association.
I'm going to be in Yorkton. Yeah.
They're coming up on the weekend of the 24th to the 26th of April.
Yeah, we'll be there. You'll be there.
Yes.
And I understand you're up for an award as well. So congratulations to you.
Uh-huh. I am. I'm kind of honored to be named on that list with all those great artists and music people.
I'll vote for you.
Well, it's too late.
Too late.
But that's okay. Thanks anyway.
Next year.
Yeah. So I don't think I'll win that award, but I know it's on our personality. So I'm honored to be included with some of the greats like Cal Grattan and Bill Woods. And so you know, what can I say?
You're in with some good company there. So
yeah. Well, you know, as promised earlier in the show, Peter has his 5-string Gibson banjo tuned up here, and if he's ready, he's got a couple tunes for you tonight. And the first one is called Cripple Creek.
Yeah, we'll do Cripple Creek, straight up bluegrass tune, and then we'll go straight into an Irish reel, Devil's Dream.
Yeah, well, should we talk a little bit about Cripple Creek? It's an old time Appalachian folk song, and it was, I guess, originally for the fiddle, and and though it's played on the banjo as well, and it's become a standard among bluegrass musicians, it's often one of the first songs a banjo picker.
It's one of the ones you first learn as a banjo picker, yeah.
And no one knows exactly when it was composed. I guess it was just kind of handed down from generation to generation. And there's theories about just where Cripple Creek is, too. And some say it's Cripple Creek, Virginia. And others say it's based on Cripple Creek, Colorado, during the Gold Rush era. And it was frequently recorded by early country musicians in the 1920s. So if you're ready, here's Peter Schachtel with Cripple Creek on 91.3 FM CJTR Regina's Community Radio.
Straight into Devil's Dream?
Right on.
Okay.
Peter Schachtel here on 91.3 FM CJTR's Regina's Community Radio's Picking a Country. Awesome job, Peter.
Well, thank you. Glad you liked it.
Yeah, I enjoy having these private concerts here during our shows when artists come and play and sing. And
one of the perks of the job?
Yeah, I know. Allison enjoys it too. It's just like having your own little concert. And it's lots of fun.
Mm-hmm.
So, Peter, we're coming down to the end of the show here. We've got a few more questions. So, like, what would you say to aspiring young artists out there that maybe want to get started And do you have some advice for them?
Practice, and then practice some more. Yeah, learn the song right from start to finish. And just pick it up every day, and don't worry about failure. That just comes with time. And play the music you love. I mean, if you can play the music you love, then it comes from your heart, and you'll play it a lot better. You know, for young people coming up, it's really difficult because, you know, you got all the pressures of life as well, and that interferes with musical practice, things like jobs and stuff like that. So you just have to make time, and if you love the music, you'll do okay. Just hang in there and just keep practicing.
Great advice.
Thank you.
And what can we expect from Peter Schachtel down the road? Do you have any plans for the future?
I'm going to travel around to some bluegrass festivals, hopefully. Not only here in Canada, but I'd like to head down to the United States, and they got bluegrass festivals all over the Kentucky, North Carolina area. In there, you can probably go to one every weekend. But I'm gonna
try
to.
There's one up in Nest Creek.
There's one up in Nest Creek. I'm gonna be up there at.
You've been up there before.
I've been up there before, playing, and I'm gonna be up there again this year. There's also a festival before the Northern Lights Bluegrass Festival as well. I believe it's 2 or 3 weeks prior to that.
Yeah, that one, like the Northern Lights is up.
It's in August, the Northern Lights.
The middle of August.
Yes, yeah. So I'm going to be up there, and there's always some great musicians up there that are just sitting around the campfires, and that's always a great place to play and sing.
Yeah. So if our listeners wanted to get a hold of you or get a hold of a copy of your CD, I know you have them at Bach and Beyond.
At Bach and Beyond in the Golden Mile, B-Sharp Music.
Just have to ask Craig for one, eh?
That's right. Yeah, that's right. Or you can go to my website, www.peterschachtel.ca, and you can purchase one using PayPal.
Yeah. Well, you know, we got a little bit of time left, and you still got your banjo tuned up. Do you have another song you want to pick for us? I don't want to put you on the spot.
No, I really don't have anything else polished. So.
No. Well.
I'll take another question, though.
Okay. What should I ask you?
Well, how about my banjo itself? You know, that's a 1994 Gibson Granada, much like Earl Scruggs.
It looks like you've played it a lot, too.
Yeah, I've had it for about 15 years. I picked it up from a guy in Colorado, actually.
And the banjo's got kind of a skin on it, like a drum, right?
Yeah, it does, right? Yeah, and it's got the resonator on the back.
And you can adjust can you adjust the tension?
You can adjust the tension. It'll give you a little different sound. I send mine over to Peter Sachin over there, and he sets it all up for me. He refrets it for me and things like that and keeps it in good shape. So,
yeah.
Yeah.
Where does Peter Sachin work?
Peter Sachin is now on Dudney Avenue there. Yeah, yeah. He'll make some beautiful mandolins.
Sachin guitar.
That's right. Yeah. So he refrets it for me and makes sure it's all working properly.
Well, you know, on behalf of 91.3 FM CJTR, Regina's Community Radio, and our listeners, I really want to thank you, Peter, for coming in and sharing your gift of music with us.
It was my pleasure.
It's been just wonderful having you on the show, and I hope we get you back again sometime. Maybe, once you start writing your own.
That's right. Yeah,
that'd be great.
I'd love to come back.
So good luck with your music, Peter.
Well, thank you,
and keep living your dreams. Tune again next week, folks. Friday, 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. Picnic Country will feature Kelsey Fitch. Kelsey was in the studio a few weeks ago and recorded a show. And so that one's going to be pre-recorded, and I'm going to have the night off, but make sure you tune in. Kelsey's just a wonderful, beautiful young lady that has a beautiful voice, and I'm sure you'll enjoy it. And we've even got Jordan Toppins on guitar backing her up, and he's our Regina boy. So make sure you tune in next week. Up next, we got all-day breakfast. So thanks for listening, everyone, and have a great weekend.